H-Town, 99 to BOX, your homie Key West. Mace, what up, pimp?
You know, I'm just here doing what I do.
You were in H-Town this past weekend, man. How did the city treat you?
Oh, the city showed me wild love.
That's what we do, man. Now, we just played your brand new single, Nothing, with Aaron Bellinger. Tell me about it, man.
I'm getting some real good feedback on it, so I really appreciate you guys supporting me on the record. It means a lot to me. It's part of my dream coming true.
Well, you know, Mace, I've been a fan for a long time, bro. The first album I had was Harlem World, but not even on CD, on tape. Harlem World on tape.
For real?
Yes.
Wow, man. You make me sound grown.
You've been doing it for a minute. I'm not going to lie, man. Look, 1998, my godmother gave me a tape, a Harlem World tape, man. That thing changed my life. That was really one of the first times I actually listened to hip-hop, man. So anybody that's kind of like in that 25 to 30 range, I guarantee you they were bumping Mace at some point.
That is dope.
Yeah, you, Puff Daddy, and the family, man. I mean, you still talk to Puffy? You guys still cool?
Oh, yeah. Right now I'm supposed to be getting in the studio to do a record with Puff. Helps on my album and definitely helping him with his joint.
I know Diddy, or what is he called? Is he Puff Daddy now? Or what does he want to be called now?
Diddy, he's or Puff? Back Puff now.
Puff, okay, all right. He's had a lot of artists after you, but I don't know if anybody has really, like, been banging since you. I mean, I think he needs some Mace back in his life, man. So I'm glad you guys are talking
so?
Again.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yes, sir. 99 The Box talking with Mace. Biggie's birthday just passed last week, man. Tell me about your relationship with Biggie, because it's kind of like right when he died, you kind of took the reins for Bad Boy as soon as Biggie passed away.
Yeah, those were some big, those were some really big shoes. Oh, man, Biggie's a special guy to me. He's special on so many levels, you know.
Yeah.
He was the first artist that I didn't mind being second to, you know. Like, he just was a good person. Like, some people are, like, dope MCs, but he was, like, a really good guy. And I'm not just saying that because he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, he was really an amazing dude. Like, he gave me all the game. He taught me how to deal with Puff. How to work with Puff, how to do business deals, how to rap, how to do songs, what to look for, what to watch out for, you know, just everything, you know? And normally people don't give you that unless you learn with your life, you know? And he gave that to me without me being signed to him or anything.
Obviously, Biggie's one of the all-time greats. Now, who do you feel right now is that number one dude in the game?
Right now, I think the guy that has the reign for records right now is Drake, you know? Drake is the only one that I really think I really like listening to in that capacity.
Yeah, you think you guys will work together in the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, Drake was the one, like, when I went to do the OVO Fest, he was the one that showed me about love. He had the utmost respect for me.
It's 99 The Box. Got the legendary Mace on the phone. Now, Mace, how have you been able to divide the church life and the rap life? Like, how do you balance the two?
I think of that as, like, something that I don't let them clash, you know? Like, I really don't let people ask me questions about that when I'm doing music.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when they're doing it, it's not to my benefit or in a respectful way. It's almost like people use it to joke, when really it's like a person's personal relationship with God is just that. It's a personal relationship.
Yeah.
You don't get on the phone and start talking about the wife relationship, because that's a personal relationship. And I don't go to church because I'm perfect. I go to church because I need help like everybody else.
Well, yo, Mace, next time you're in H-Town, we got to connect, man. Much respect, brother. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with the city.
I love, man.